The college experience, Duke Blue Devils at the Pittsburgh Panthers, ACC college basketball preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Networks presented by WinBet. Sign up using our link, receive a $500 risk-free bet. That's right, $500. And if you send in your first bet slip, you'll also get a free t-shirt as well. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win for a $500 risk-free bet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win. That's WYNN. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is the home for avid sports bettors, providing insight, analysis, and free betting picks. Better Than Vegas, it's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure you subscribe to our page so you don't miss one of our picks. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Yes, Better Edge is a stock exchange for sports bets, allowing you to bet and sell betting positions like the stock market. And the best part is it allows you to bet with no VIG. That's right, no VIG betting. That's legal in 40 states. Sign up at betteredge.com, promo code SGP for a free $10 bet. That's better, BETTOR, edge.com, promo code SGP. Yes. Woo-wee. Welcome to the college experience. Duke Blue Devils at the Pitt Panthers, ACC college basketball preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, AKA Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And we are picking, I think, one of the more intriguing games. I mean, you got Pitt sitting right now, kind of a surprise team. And then you got Duke, who had its issues, you know. Duke has basically, I would say, not one decent win on their schedule yet. Yeah, pull it up. I mean, unless you want to give the Notre Dame game credit, which I actually thought was their most impressive performance in my mind. So, I mean, they played better than I thought they would against Virginia Tech, but they've also been banged up. I don't want to just come shitting on Duke the whole time. They've been banged up and they're getting healthier. We saw that with the return of Johnson. They're still got a couple guys out, but getting Johnson back, even though he played just limited minutes in the Virginia Tech game. Perhaps that will be key. Getting him, like, I mean, he's arguably their second or third best player on the team. So getting him back will be very essential to the future. I mean, I know he's been back for the past couple of games, but he's played very sparingly. So assuming it's been a week since that Virginia Tech game, getting him back will be absolutely huge, I think, for the Blue Devils, getting him back to 100%. Who knows what he's currently at? Only Coach K will probably know that, but I would say he is pretty darn essential to their success as far as this season goes. But Duke has been a really bad rebounding team all year. Even with him back, do they fix that? I don't know. They've been bad at rebounding. They haven't been a great defensive team at the same time. And another thing is they also have been, Henry Coleman is out because of, COVID protocol, and Patrick Tape, the grad transfer. I mean, I know those aren't their most elite players, but I mean, those are guys that got somewhat of burn. So it makes them a little less deep But really, what it comes down to here is, you know, Matthew Hurt and DJ Stewart have been really the nucleus of this team, and Jeremy Roach has been stepping it up as well. But can be, I think Johnson's the probably the third most important player, if not the second most important player on this team. And I mean, he was getting just shy of 10 points, 6.6 boards, 1.6 blocks, pretty essential. Now, Matthew Hurt's been playing ball. He played great against Virginia Tech as well, getting about 20 points a game, 8.5 boards, 1.1 steals, and almost a full block per game. So those forwards will be essential, because I mentioned getting Johnson back. Well, how about the Panthers, who have been just kind of a wild year in my opinion, for, especially if you're a Pitt fan, because they open up the season with a bad loss to St. Francis, where you're just like, okay. And then they've basically won every other game with the exception of the Louisville game. So you're trying to figure out, and including a crazy comeback win against Northwestern. They get Justin Champagne back, and Champagne is leading the ACC in points per game. Now, he's been injured, he's been banged up. They get him. They get Tony back, who's another role player, good rebounder for this team. So I, in a way, it's kind of both teams get battling back to get healthy. I do believe Pitt is at full strength now, but I guess one of those things where it, you know, could it be, it's almost like the Dayton thing. Chase Johnson quits Dayton's team, and they seem to be playing better without one of their better players. I don't understand how, but sometimes that can actually work out better than people think. So I think this game is essentially going to come down to, can Duke rebound? I mean, we could talk all day about the Champagne matchup, Champagne against Matthew Hurt. And then, you know, Jalen Johnson, how well will he play, you know, health wise? How effective will he be in this game? But I really think Duke's got to be better defensively than they've been all year. And really, they just got to rebound well, which they haven't done all year. I'm trying to, what do you think? I'm asking you, the listener, what's their best win? I truly think it's that Wednesday's December 16th game at Notre Dame. They won by 10, and Notre Dame's not the greatest team this year, but Duke's wins currently, Coppin State, just to give you an idea, Coppin State is sitting at 4-9. So that's not a great win. Then Bellarmine, who's 5-5 in the Atlantic Sun. Then you get, they beat Notre Dame by 10 in South Bend. Then they beat they beat Boston College by 1 in a game they got very fortunate to win. And then Wake Forest by 11. So, I mean, you talk about just a resume that's been trashed so far. I think this is a huge game for Duke, like absolutely huge game, because sitting at 5-3, right? If they lose this game and go to 5-4, they got Louisville on deck. And by the way, Louisville lost tonight, so Louisville coming off a Florida State loss. I think Louisville's the better team. So then they'll be 5-5. Then they'll host a Georgia Tech team that I actually think is more talented than Duke right now. Now, sure, Coach K, much better coach than Josh Postner, but GT's got a talented team. Like, you analyze that roster, I would give the Yellow Jackets that edge. Let's say Duke gets that done, 6-5. Then they got Clemson. I would favor Clemson, 6-6. Then they got at Miami. I would favor Miami, 6-7. North Carolina, which I would favor UNC, 6-8. Then they get Notre Dame again. Okay, 7-8. Then NC State. I don't think they're beating NC State in Raleigh. 7-9 at Wake. Sure. Sure. So 8-9. Then home to Virginia. 8-10. Home to Syracuse. Kind of a 50-50 game. Let's just give it to them. 9-10. Home to Louisville. I don't see them winning that. 9-11 at Georgia Tech. I'll fucking give it to them. Just 10-11 at UNC. Let's just give him that 11-11. Right? I know I just went through 2 months of basketball, but I'm just saying, I really don't see any flat out wins other than Notre Dame and Wake Forest left on the schedule. That's why this game, I will highlight this game and the two against Georgia Tech that are absolutely essential, I think, to Duke making the NCAA tournament. Can't wait to watch this because of that. And at the same time, I mean, you look at Pitt, and Pitt's a team that has kind of been red hot, with the exception of that Louisville loss since December, really. And their resume, they've swept Syracuse. They beat Miami by 15 in Miami. I know Miami was banged up. They beat Northwestern on the road. So Pittsburgh's resume a lot better than Duke's thus far. So you let Duke get this, or you let Pitt get this win here, then Pitt will be sitting at 8-2. They're 7-2 currently. They got Boston College on deck, so that can move them to 9-2. They get North Carolina in a game that I think is winnable, 10-2. Then they got Notre Dame after that. You're talking, this team could be 11-2. That's why this game is huge. And by the way, after that, Virginia Tech, which you would think, okay, they'll probably lose that, but then Wake after that. So a favorable stretch for the Panthers here, where I really think this is a huge game for both and their futures going forward. So this is must watch TV for me, man. And getting Champagne back is huge. This guy's got, you know, he's had four games with 20 points and 10 boards. He's second in the NCAA in rebounds at 12.9 per game. And is also second in scoring, I believe, in the ACC currently. So that will be huge. That will be absolutely huge. Them being healthy in the first place. But then you have the coaching element. Jeff Capel obviously coached and played under Coach K. How compelling is that? I mean, I think he took him to a national championship while he was at Duke. That is, a great thing about this game. Also, is you have kind of the teacher versus the student. So that is, this is just a dandy of a game, if you ask me. I'm going to say the key to the game for Pitt is I just think play their game. Obviously, Pitt's, they've lost to St. Francis before. You can't come out and lay an egg against Duke. I'm going to say controlling the ball. Duke hasn't been a good, really good, defensive team at all this year. So I'm going to say your guard play, the Stewart Roach matchup, or Stewart and Roach going head to head against the likes of Tony and Xavier Johnson. I'm excited to watch that. Horton as well. Ethel Horton's been playing good ball for the Panthers as well, but taking care of the rock, really limit the turnovers, make Duke's defense work for that, because they haven't played very good defense so far this year. Although, I mean, I will say that I watched that Virginia Tech game and Joey Baker, came in and really, I thought, played with a toughness for Duke that actually almost got them to win there for a little bit. I thought, man, that Duke might get this. So there, maybe they go with more Baker perhaps. But yeah, I think the play at this point, is what this line opened with, Duke -4. It's now down to 3 at Circa Sports, but I do see some 2.5s out there as well. At Wynn, it's 3 as well. I'm going to say, man, it's a tough spot. It's a really tough spot. I'm going to say I think you go Pitt. I've watched both teams. Until I see Duke play a full game against an impressive opponent, I can't just say take them. Pitt is 97th in offensive efficiency, 36th in defensive efficiency. So that stands out to me. I mean, that really stands out to me. Is how well has Pitt been on defense? Can they limit the Duke offense? Another thing is they're 13th in the nation at offensive rebounding. And hello, that's been Duke's glaring weakness this season, has been rebounding the ball. Now, I will say this, Pitt has struggled at the free throw line. So if that happens, you know, if it's a close game, I think you got to favor the Blue Devils with their much better free throw shooting team than Pitt is. So I still say you take the points. And look, I get it. Duke's in a more desperate spot where they probably need the win a little more than Pitt does. But at the same time, we don't know how healthy Johnson is. We're assuming he's ready to go because it's been a week since the last game and he got a little bit of burn, but they're still down two reserves. And I don't know how talented this team is, even with Johnson healthy. Pitt's been trending in the right direction. And to me, until I see it, I refuse to just think, oh, well, you know, Coach K is gonna get this team over the hump against a Pitt team that is really kind of, you know, over exceeded, I think, everyone's expectations thus far. So I get taking Duke, especially because it looks like the money is favoring Pitt a little bit here, but I'm going to say you take the Panthers and we get to watch that, you know, Champagne against Hurt matchup, which is going to be fantastic. But yeah, I'm all over the better rebounding team here. Give me the Panthers to get this one done. Excited to watch this one. Guys, if you're a first time listener to the College Experience, make sure you subscribe. We handicap every single Division I college basketball and college football game. We've been doing it for 4+ years. Yes, every single one. And that as a collective and also independently, I'm saying me, Patty C and NC Nick, my two co-hosts that are normally with me, we handicap every single game. Release it on a spreadsheet for free over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. So like I said, we've never had a year. Each individual season we've been over. I'm not tallying up the grand total of all these seasons for all these years. Each year, me, Patty C, NC Nick, all been over 500 picking every game. We've also been way over 500 on our locks, which are also on that spreadsheet. So we're giving you free money. And if you, I mean, 1 year you could say, okay, there are some idiots got lucky, but at 4 years in, no, you trust the fucking process. It's by history, it is, you know, a source of income. If you tail our picks, we've never lost people money. So food for thought, we release them all every day for free. SportsGamblingPodcast.com. Click on college basketball or college football picks. We will be covering the FCS college football season as well. And, yeah, check it out. We also tweet them out daily. I'll give you the Twitter handles in a second. It's all for free. We don't charge for picks and we won't charge for picks. The only thing I'm going to try to charge you for is kindness. If you can get over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review, say some nice things about us for Christ's sakes. Come on now, help us out. Oftentimes sponsors have said that that's really key in them, essentially, you know, going into business with a podcast. They want to see people engaged talking about the product they're about to invest in. So go give us a good review and then, you never know. Maybe Bullet Bourbon gives us some money, some company like that. And the next thing you know, I'm giving you more breakdowns. We're breaking down more games. You're winning more money and you can finally live that lavish Ric Flair lifestyle you always wanted to live, you know, going out for fucking ice cream every night, just living that great life. You know what I mean? Just sitting there listening to, you know, you go to sleep with one of those rain machines. So you're just living this fucking peaceful life. No stress. Tell the old girlfriend, get out of my life. I don't need you. I got more money. You're going out, right? You're adventurous. You've discovered this new you about you because you got more money in your pocket. So you're bouncing around. You're all of a sudden going to wine tasting events, some shit you would never do before. And you know, you're just completely at peace with yourself and who you are. You finally buy that Corvette with flames on the front of it that you always wanted, but you thought you didn't have the courage to do, you know, put on those sunglasses that you always wanted to buy. But you said, hey, a fucking pair of sunglasses, $200. Why would I do that? Tell you why, because Coppin State fucking covered for you last night. All right. And the College Experience has got you covered. Right? So you put on those sunglasses. Next thing you know, some chick named Bernadette sees you. You always had the hots for. And the next thing you know, you're going to Plowtown right on top of those flames on that Corvette, just having the greatest night of your life. And then you ride off into the sunset, Thelma and Louise style. Well, not off a cliff, but I mean, you could do that too. I don't advise for that because our picks are, you know, they continue, they keep coming. All right. But you could drive off down a road into the sunset, headed to fucking Mexico. Gonna have the greatest time. You buy a house for like $5,000, like a 5-bedroom house, have the greatest life ever, shoot out a couple kids, leave them that house, all because you listen to the College Experience. Make sure you subscribe, guys. I'm on Twitter. Actually, if you do leave that 5-star review, take a screenshot, tag me at the Colby D, and I will enter you in a David Stern like raffle where you're guaranteed to win a College Experience t-shirt. How about that? I'm at the Colby D on Twitter. Take a screenshot, tag me there, and I will get you that shirt. And Patty C is on Twitter at Patty C 831. NC Nick is on Twitter at NC_NICK. Give us all a follow, and make sure you check out the Sports Gambling Podcast on Twitter at DSGP Network. And also the Slack channel for Sports Gambling Podcast is fantastic. All right. This is the Duke Pitt ACC college basketball preview on the College Experience. I say take the Panthers and the 3 points. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.